it is over. The Democratic nominating convention is history, truly.
While making some history all at the same time.
Right, right. Well, we've got some people here to talk about it, so let's get to that. Hillary Clinton accepted her party's nomination and made her case for why voters should choose her over Donald Trump.
More than a few times, I've had to pick myself up and get back in the game. Like so much else in my life, I got this from my mother, too. She never let me back down from any challenge. When I tried to hide from a neighborhood bully, she literally blocked the door. Go back out there, she said. And she was right. You have to stand up to bullies. You have to keep working to make things better.
Perhaps both a sweet anecdote about her mom and maybe a gauntlet thrown down about what the general election tone might be. So let the general elections begin. In the studio with us here, we have Here Now political analyst Jamal Simmons, a Democratic strategist. Hi, Jamal.
Good afternoon, I guess we are now.
Where are we? We're just,
yes.
Good day. We're at the end we're at the end of the week. And joining us from Washington, Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Hi, Paris.
Hey, I'm here in D.C. I had to get out of Philadelphia. It was too much Democrats. Just kidding.
Well, Paris, you were with us the whole week in Cleveland. Jamal was with us the week here. And I know, Paris, we've been talking to Jamal all week. You've been chomping at the bit. So you start first. What did you think? How did Clinton do last night? How did the Democrats do this week?
Well, starting off with the Democrats, I was very surprised at how unorganized the convention was with respect to the logistics. That was one thing. But getting back to the substance of what the convention was about, I was totally surprised by the level of animosity, I would say, and the level of passion the Bernie Sanders supporters had for him going into the convention on the floor outside. The protests were for Bernie Sanders, and that was very, very strong and very palpable. Looking at Secretary Clinton's speech, I was surprised at the fact that she really didn't give a real rationale, in my opinion, as to why her. One time I did an interview and the gentleman said, why you, why now? And that was a question I was waiting for her to answer. Why you, why now? It was her speech was light on her record as Secretary of State. It was light on talking about minorities, which is a huge voting bloc, especially black women. It was pretty much light on that. And so I was waiting. I was looking for more. But I think what she needed to do was talk about the narrative of who she is to try to make her more understanding, make her more believable and compassionate and more human. So I think that's why it was more of a narrative.
Okay, Paris. So we obviously you've been as we said chomping at the bit at this. But Jamal, your thoughts? I mean, I do want to pick up on something Paris said. The country saw Bernie Sanders' passion from his supporters. Those are a lot of the pictures that went out. How damaging was that?
Well, if you look at the front of this, there was a lot of passion in the first day or two coming from the Bernie Sanders supporters. But every day that kind of lessened up and you could see the transition happening. And by the time you got to last night, it was almost as if the party was pretty unified.
Well, I just want to ask one thing about that, and then I want you to rip
sure.
on this. it almost is key there, because you could see that there were – maybe they might have been a small group, but they were vocal. And you could tell that there were party whips on the floor whipping up the Hillary chants because they came at completely inappropriate times.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the benefit of that is if you're watching it on television like I did for big chunks of it, you didn't actually know that there were Bernie Sanders chants taking place because they did such a good job at covering those up with pro-Hillary chants or USA chants, depending on who was speaking at the time. And so everything, to me, really felt, as watching it on television from time to time, felt like it was happening and it was all very positive.
Yeah, we'll talk just a little bit more. We want to hear more from Hillary Clinton. But, to the other point that she didn't make her case, do you think she did?
Oh, I think this was the most masterfully skillful convention that I've seen in years. They broadened and colored in all the lines on Hillary. And keep in mind, Hillary Clinton's problem is not that people believe she's experienced, not that people believe that she's tough. They know those things are true. They don't understand the context of her life. They don't understand the why. Why is she doing this? And I think she gave a lot of the why. She talked about her family and everything else. It was really great.
Well, let's listen to another moment when she talked about working for the Children's Defense Fund in New Bedford, Massachusetts in the 1970s. And we heard this story, anecdote, a couple times over the week. And I ran into a lot of people who have been around for a while and they said, I didn't know that.
Sure.
This is how she met Anastasia Somoza, who was a young girl in a wheelchair. And remember, she was there to find out why kids were not going to school. Let's listen.
She told me how badly she wanted to go to school. It just didn't seem possible in those days. And I couldn't stop thinking of my mother and what she'd gone through as a child. It became clear to me that simply caring is not enough. To drive real progress, you have to change both hearts and laws. You need both understanding and action.
And Paris Denard, I want you to take this, but I want to fill in a little bit. She met that little girl on a back porch of her house. She couldn't go to school because there was no access. And this was, you know, part of the beginning of the American with Disabilities Act. And when she references her mother there, you know, that incredible story about her mother who was abandoned by her parents when she was 4 years old. She walked to the store by herself to buy food. That was a very compelling moment. And when I thought went far in what Jamal, you were talking about, the getting to the heart of Hillary Clinton. Paris, you didn't hear that?
Well, I did. I don't. Here's the issue, Robin. You have the Hillary Clinton of today, the one who takes hundreds of thousands of dollars from big speeches to Wall Street and in bed with big banks. And so you look at her lifestyle and her life now compared to where she came from. We don't know those stories. And so it's important for her, I think, to go into the narrative of to try to define who she really is or who she was, because what we see now is so different. So I think that was an important point for her to make.
Well, it's a person who's been battle hardened. I mean, there's no question that's who she is.
She has been battle hardened. And I think it's important to remember nobody was wealthier as a Democrat that we saw than like Franklin Roosevelt when he was president of the United States. But it wasn't the class he came from. It was the class he fought for. And in fact, because he had so many connections, he was able to go out there and fight for the interests of working people. And I think Hillary Clinton has big connections in elite parts of the society, and she can use her policy fights to break up the problems.
And she did reference acknowledging that Democrats have work to do with with white middle class voters. Let's listen.
Democrats, we are the party of working people. We haven't done a good enough job showing we get what you're going through, and we're going to do something to help.
And so she and Paris, you're chuckling.
Yeah, because that's almost an indictment on almost eight years of the Obama administration. When you look at the unemployment rate, we look at the wage stagnation. So, I mean, I think we're going to have to hear more of that from her, because she's going to have to separate herself from President Obama on some of his economic policies, because especially the middle class has really, really hurt under this administration. So it was interesting to hear her do that.
Well, it's interesting, too, Paris. I just have to jump in, because just about every analyst is saying one of the reasons that Donald Trump has risen is that the Republican Party also kind of abandoned the middle class. But I want to get to someone who truly became, I don't want to say star because that feels so cheesy, but I'm talking about Khizr Khan. This is the Muslim American father of the Muslim American soldier who was killed in action in Iraq. As a hero, he walked forward to save his unit. And this father came out with his wife, the young man's mother, by his side. And let's listen to just one of the things he had, a message to Donald Trump.
Have you ever been to Arlington Cemetery? Go look at the graves of brave patriots who died defending United States of America. You will see all faiths, genders, and ethnicities. You have sacrificed nothing and no one.
Jamal Simmons, how powerful is that?
It's incredibly powerful. I think there are no better stories. And this was the mastery of this convention, because they put the stories in the mouths of real people who are having real problems that were either being solved or being addressed. Or if they had a problem with Donald Trump, it came from the voice of someone like this gentleman who lost his son. And so at the Republican convention, what you saw was the Trump family, and you saw a bunch of random TV stars from the 80s and 90s. But now you've got these
Jamal.
Real people at the Democratic convention who are telling like real good stories.
As Jamal said last week to you, Paris, the President Obama was throwing shade. I think Jamal just threw some shade.
Just a real shade, yes.
Yeah. But Paris, doesn't he have, I mean, the stories this week, we only have about a minute. The stories this week, Paris, were compelling.
They were very compelling. And the interesting thing about this convention was that, you know, Secretary Clinton was relying on surrogates. They had a ton of surrogates. If you didn't make that convention stage, you pretty much were on the outs of the Democratic Party. I'm not talking about their former chairwoman, but what I am talking about is the fact that the people that were there were really writing a narrative about Hillary Clinton. And I think they were telling a story that she really can't tell because of the authenticity problem that she has. And so from the programming side of it, from what they did and who they had on the stage, it was really, really smart to try to rebrand her.
Well, I tell you what, Paris Denard, Republican strategist, Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist. How about we do this again as we head for the general election? And thank you both so much for helping us over the past week. Paris,
absolutely.
Thank you. Jamal,
it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Fun times. Take care.